Abigail Vasquez was happy to pull cards for this meditation in our last episode. Two cards came out, the Eight of Wands and the Eight of Swords. Her on-the-spot general interpretation was quick accountability. Trigger warning, I will be using imagery based on cards in which someone is bound. They will be freed by the end, but I want to be transparent. Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. My name is Susie Parker Goins. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a channel, so I bring forward your guides so you can connect more easily with them, allowing you to have soul-deep conversations with them whenever you want. I'm an energy healer, a past life explorer, a mentor. My goal is to empower you by teaching you techniques that you can use on your own. We work together to find and identify the blockages to your growth and release them, inviting you to explore your possibilities. I'm available for phone and virtual sessions, and with Washington State opening up, I will be at some of these in-person events. The best way to contact me is through Susie@BlueLightningHealing.com. You can also contact me through my website, BlueLightningHealing.com. There you'll find links in a fully searchable database of my podcasts, a link for my Ko-fi.com account to support me in my efforts, and a full calendar of events so that you know where I'll be online and in person. Oh yeah, and the appointment scheduler. That's there too. Thanks so much. Blessings. In the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, the Eight of Swords shows a woman, hands bound behind her back and blindfolded, standing amidst eight swords that are stabbing the ground. Abby pointed out that she was standing, not realizing she has the power to move to any of the swords to cut her bindings. I pointed out that her feet were not bound. Then Abby noticed she was in water. Ultimately, she is in control of her situation. Then the Eight of Wands is just that. Eight wands with sprouts on them. The wands are at an angle, so there's a sense of movement in this card. The angle of motion is not set. The wands could be rocketing up or plummeting down. I pull the same cards from the Lightseer's Tarot and get the same sense of meaning. Our woman in the Eight of Swords is bound in her reflection in the mirror and unfettered outside of it. And the wands are almost touching in the center of the card for the Eight of Wands. Same sense of movement. The perspective, however, is from underneath the wands, giving more of a sense of goals to attain. Let's explore these ideas. Please get comfortable. Don't do this while operating heavy machinery. Reduce distractions. You maintain your sovereignty throughout. Adjust or leave if you need to. We'll see you on the other side. Breathe. Breathe into your belly so that it expands. Breathe out so that it contracts. Again. And again. Feel your body sink into the chair or bed. You know your chair will hold you, so you can more fully relax into it. Each breath allows you to release more and more of your tension. Each breath allows you to relax deeper and more fully. Ask Mother Earth energy to flow up your legs, gently calming you further. Muscles let loose. Energy flows easily from your feet all the way up into your hips, rebalancing your body. Now the energy flows into your abdominal area, Your kidneys release fear and anxiety. Your gut relaxes. Your stomach settles. Your breathing deepens. Energy flows into your chest. Your heart welcomes this calming energy. Its rhythm joins with that of the earth. Your lungs welcome the energy too. They open to take in more air, and their efficiency of shifting it for use in your body, it gets better. Energy flows up to your shoulders. Feel them relax. Feel them release those expectations and responsibilities that are not yours. They drop from that release of tension. With this clear path, the energy flows down your arms and into your hands. Your muscles relax as the tensions of having to work all the time melt away. That one really tight muscle, give yourself and it permission to let go, to release that tension. You are taking care of yourself right now. Breathe and release. Breathe, release. You can feel the energy flow freely into your hands. Your fingers actually wiggle from all that energy. Cool. Now the energy flows back up your arms and heads to your neck. Having cleared your shoulders, your neck feels freer, softer, more at ease. Energy enters your head space. Your jaws relax. Your ears clear. That pressure behind your eyes releases. And it flows into your brain. That marvelous mind of yours calms down, settles in for a lovely break. Nice. Call in source energy through your crown. Comes through gently, supporting your brain's quiet, rocking your mind into a sense of safety. Your head clears the judgments and distractions. Your neck better able to see a variety of perspectives. Your shoulders now so relaxed and clear. Your arms and hands ready to accept abundance. Your lungs work perfectly. Your heart is open and alive. Your belly relaxed and calm. Your hips feel comfortable and balanced. Your legs are free of tension and pain. supporting you solidly. Your feet grounded in the earth. You are in alignment. And here we are in your sacred space. So peaceful, comfortable, protected, and safe. In front of you is a mirror in which you see a reflection of yourself. Strange though, the reflection, you seem bound and blinded by your self-judgments, by expectations of others. Your hands not able to move about freely. The image in the mirror, the reflection in the mirror, is looking up, looking for answers, maybe asking for help. Breathe. Now check yourself in your body. Can you see? You are not bound. You are free to do as you need to. The image in the mirror is an image. It is not you. It's a reflection of, or an interpretation of, how you may be feeling. If you so choose, look deeply into why you are feeling bound. Could it be someone else's expectations that are holding you back? Maybe it's society that is putting you in knots, or outdated thought patterns that have not changed to take into account the growth you have experienced. Breathe. Look down at yourself in your sacred, safe space. Look down to this you who has grown so very much, setting intentions to clear and grow, releasing all that which has ceased to uplift and serve you. You have surrounded yourself with people and energies that are in divine alignment with your soul purpose. Look to your feet. Your feet are not bound. You have the ability to walk away, to remove yourself from those toxic circumstances. Now shift your perspective further up. Your hands are free. And while you think on it, you are able to see clearly, which means the blindfold is gone. You are fully able to navigate your life in such a way as to be free. Free from other people's expectations, their assumptions, all those woulda, coulda, shouldas. Breathe. Your chest is open. Your heart clears. You can really feel what it is like to be your own person. Free to fly in the cosmos. Free to love. Free to be. Good. Now the image in the mirror shifts. You see sunrise colors, yellow, rose, gold. A new start. A new you. The eight wands are pointing to the center of your view. Sigils are carved in them, or Maybe there are leaf buds emerging. They all point to the bright light at the center. Your soul's state. As you release yourself into your free self, you understand your growth will not slow down. Your heart rockets to the highest degree of love. Your connection to Source deepens, strengthens, uplifts you and those you come in contact with. Your life experiences integrate into Source, becoming and informing Source about being human. Your experiences are valued. Your experiences are a part of you, but are not exclusively who you are. You are the sum of your experiences and Source. You are divine. You are Source. Source is you. Breathe. Allow yourself to really lean into that. You are divine. You are Source. Source is you. You are more than your physical experiences. You are far more than what anyone else would say to you. You are divine. You are more than you know. You are Source. Source is you. Feel your heart open more. That is Source filling you with your truth. Breathe and believe. Yeah. Breathe and believe in yourself. Now the image shifts one more time. There you are, the you who is Source. You are unfettered. You are free from the old paradigm, from the unreasonable expectations of others. You are yourself, divine, Source, love. Breathe into yourself, into your body. Can you sense a shift? Maybe you're lighter, more open. Do you feel a sense of joy? It's okay to let yourself feel happy, loved, and supported. You are worth it. Breathe. Breathe yourself back into your body, retaining all this release, all this love, freedom, wisdom, all this acceptance. Breathe yourself into your bones, into your muscles, your blood, your heart. Good. Remember, your body is here to serve you, to be a vessel for your consciousness, to carry you about, to collect experiences for Source. You are sacred. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Extend your arms and legs. Twist, yawn, roll your shoulders. We think a giggle is appropriate here if you wish. Good. When you are ready, open your eyes to a refreshed, safe, loved you. Nourish your body with beverage and food. Support your heart with sharing with a loved one, whether it is yourself in a journal or someone else. Be kind to yourself and to others. Until next time, blessings.